Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
That was Joe Mixon's first touchdown run. He finished with a hat trick, and according to NFL Pro, Joe Mixon, most productive running outside the tackles to the right side of the field. That would be towards where Micah usually is.
What do we say?
Yep, you can run right at him, right? Accounting for 7 carries, 59 yards, and all 3 of his touchdowns. That's a 71.4% success
rate.
So
that was Dallas's right side, right?
Yes.
That's, if you look at the metrics, we talked about it all week.
Well, it would be the Cowboys' left side. The Cowboys' left side.
Okay, so it was opposite.
Houston ran to their right side.
So it's the Dallas left side.
Yes.
It's the, okay. Metrics was telling us going in the game that where the Texans were having their best success was outside to their left behind Laremy Tunsil. And so, but they had the most success tonight.
On the other side.
On the opposite side.
They
wow.
did.
Okay.
They did.
But they're going to run the ball outside. That's their,
right,
that's
outside
their,
the tackles, and they did it very,
thing.
Very effectively.
Yep.
Zach Wolchuk alongside the Super Bowl-winning scout Brian Broaddus here from the Miller Lite Field Club after a 34-10 Texans win over your Cowboys. Cowboys falling now to 3-7 on the year. 33rd team saying Cowboys have allowed 37.4 points per game at home this year. That would be the most allowed at home by any team in a season in the history of the National Football League. The 1960 Cowboys currently hold this record at 36.5 points per game allowed at home. It's been very bad. Now, we've got our Cowboys insider Bobby Belt joining us here, and I guess Mike declined to speak. I think only a couple of players spoke afterwards. I know you were I think with Jerry.
Yep.
So you didn't get to go into the locker room.
I mean, you went into the locker room and then everybody left.
Nobody was there.
Nobody stuck around long enough. I did see Micah walking around the hallways, like outside the locker. He was walking around with family and stuff like that. But
big deal or not a big deal to decline speaking to the media afterwards?
I mean, expected. I think it's just it's kind of where things are. Look, this is Houston. Didn't look like a very good football team today.
They tried to help you in this game
and
a little bit.
And they beat you by 24.
Yeah.
You're bad. There's not one team in this league I'm confident you could beat right now.
No.
Not one. You'll get a chance to prove me wrong, 10 days from now against the Giants playing their third quarterback and a team that struggled a great deal. But you've got a bad football team. It's just – and there's – all of these post-game shows lately that we've done, we're just trying to find the most, poetic way and cut at the different angles of talking about what all comes down to the same concept, which is they're bad. They're just a bad football team with bad coaching, bad execution, poor talent, just a lot of dumb penalties.
How did this team then, Bobby, go from 12-5 to 3-7?
It's a great question.
Schedule.
I think that's what
it is. Seriously, this team, and you and I talk to a lot of personnel guys around the league.
Yeah.
There are a lot of personnel guys around the league that really like this roster.
Sure. I think I still think it's a large part about what we've talked about before, where when they're fully healthy, their starters, the guys that they have starting for them are mostly pretty good players, and you would look at it and say, that's one of the better starting lineups in the league.
Yeah.
As soon as you get hit with injuries, you're going to be ravaged because your depth, guys 23 through 53, they're one of the five worst teams in the NFL probably. You let all your depth go out the door this offseason.
They did.
All of it left. And you didn't.
Is the depth the reason why you've lost so many games this year then?
Right now. I think you're talking about as soon as injuries. I mean, they were what? Roughly a 500 team early in the league, in the
year.
And then
you're right, though. They were bad with Dak Prescott playing quarterback.
No, but I mean, as soon as, you know, Lawrence gets hurt and Parsons gets hurt and Bland is out for an extended period of time, I also think
Bland hadn't played the whole year.
I know that's what I'm saying. He's been out for an extended period of time and stuff starts stacking up. The biggest thing here is that you're talking about a team that when you see the way that they've played consistently throughout this, it looks like a team that has learned absolutely nothing from the Green Bay loss. We felt like the Green Bay loss shined a lot of, you know, it puts a spotlight on some of the ugly with this football team, and it doesn't feel like they did much to correct it. They still make a lot of mistakes. I'll tell you, we felt like Tyron Smith may have been slipping, and maybe Tyler Biadasz didn't do enough. The reality is, like, you're still going to probably struggle inserting two rookie players into the two arguably most
especially
important
the
spots
left tackle.
On the left tackle, especially. That was Guyton. I mean, he was hurt on the play, and so that's the case. Even if he wasn't, I don't know that they would have had him on the sideline. I kind of feel like, though,
that there were times tonight where they were blocking well enough for Cooper Rush to get the ball down the field.
They did.
Sure. And there were times Rush looked okay. Then there were other times where Rush would just threw the ball completely off. I'll say this. I know he was hurting, and he was a questionable guy coming into this game. CeeDee Lamb's got to be better. CeeDee Lamb had a bad drop at one point. He had another one that I don't know that it classified as a drop, but it's one you'd expect him to finish. He had penalties. It's just, you know, when you're talking about how ravaged they've been by injuries, when you've got CeeDee Lamb out there, he's got to step up. He's got to perform. They've got to – this is just a – like I said, there are all the different ways we can talk about it. The reality is they're not very good.
Did putting everybody on one-year deals kill this thing?
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Maybe.
I mean, with uncertainty in your leadership.
Yeah.
I mean, there's like, you know, you're right about the injuries, but
I mean, they weren't good before the injuries either.
No.
You know, I mean, I get the Bland. You didn't have Bland. The defense was terrible and getting gashed with Micah, with Tank, with Neyland. They weren't playing well. The quarterback wasn't helping anything on the offense. It wasn't necessarily as bad as it's been the last few weeks.
Ferguson,
but the
offensive
was bad.
Line. No number two receiver.
The injuries to me, like, yeah, it's big. Like, you can only survive so much.
Right, but
I don't want that to be an excuse
no,
to.
No, but also, like, man, like, we got to talk about there has been a stretch where they've had, like, their top five best defensive players
100%.
Out for an entire stretch. But here's what I'll say is that what happened was you've got scared coaching in there, too, I think, from the perspective of when you ran in there with two rookie offensive linemen. I'm sorry that's the reality for you, but it completely changed your passing concepts. We talked about leading up to this how Nico Collins going out forced the Texans to do some things with their offense that is probably like, was this – I understand he's a big part of your offense, but are you coaching – the you know to win? Are you coaching a little concerned and a little scared and basically trying to play things a little
what
conservative?
What do you mean coaching concerned? He went for it on fourth and
no,
two.
No, I'm talking
there.
About before Collins was in.
Oh.
I'm talking about these last 5 weeks, how the passing
oh,
game
you're talking
is.
About, are you talking about the Texans or the Cowboys?
I'm talking about draw comparison to what we talked about with okay. Texans. That's been Dallas all year with their two rookie offensive linemen. They're terrified to run the passing concepts that they ran effectively in the second half of last year because they just don't trust their offensive linemen. And to me, that's been a big part of schematically
the whole
why
offense
issues.
Being at the sticks.
Yeah, the whole year Dak consistently throughout this year, even third down throws were always it's generous to even say at the sticks. They were short of the sticks.
Oh yeah,
very consistently.
Yeah,
it's just one of the. And I talked about this earlier, where you've got a backup quarterback. At one point, you've thrown the ball 39 times to running it 13. And the game was within 10 points to 7 points the majority of that until it got out of hand at the end of the third quarter. So to your point, if you're scared about it and you don't want to throw the football because of the two rookie, they've never once, they keep saying the rushing attempts, the game's getting out of hand. Yeah, that has been the case at times. It wasn't tonight, and they still just shotgun, throw the ball all around, and were you having success on the ground with Rico? Not really. He's averaging 2 yards a carry, right? But at some point, you would think, Rico said it, the more carries I get a feel for it. We've seen that throughout time with running backs. You feed them. Eventually, fourth quarter comes, they've worn down the defense a little bit. You're playing with a backup quarterback, and especially if you're going to be hesitant with your route combinations and your offensive line, even more emphasis to just keep plugging away at running the football because your defense, at least the last 2 weeks, has played well enough to keep you in it for 50 to 70% of the football game. But you're not giving them any chance right now. And offensively, dropping back with Dak throwing 55 times, it would have been a losing effort. You sure shouldn't do it with Cooper Rush, who's been wildly inaccurate. I mean, the dude can't hit Deuce Vaughn in the flats.
Yeah, and I mean, look, it's I still think it's a comedic reality that Trey Lance is the only player that didn't sub into this game tonight. And Trey Lance or Brian Anger throws a pass before Trey Lance gets in there and throws one. I think we just also got to realize that whatever they tell us during the week about what they want to do in terms of schematically and game plan, there's just no reason we should take them seriously because they consistently come in. Mike McCarthy consistently comes in here and runs things completely counter to the things that he says he wants to do. And then he stands up there at that podium and he tells you how I want to do these things too. Really? Because you're the guy in charge and you're the one who calls it. Go do so.
Well, we'll hear from Coach in a second. He also said, I would have liked to have gotten Trey Lance in the game late. You've got the ability to do that. If you wanted to do it, you could have done it. So, I mean, why are you even saying that afterwards? It's bizarre to me. I'm with you there. Anything else before we let you out of here, Bobby?
Just that I love you all.
Thanks, buddy. Love you more. Bobby Bell brought to you by the National Medal of Honor Museum. Join the mission at mohmuseum.org and AT&T, the official 5G innovation partner of the Dallas Cowboys. 619, they can't run up the middle. They can't really do a lot. I can't tell you one thing they do well.
Yeah.
But you don't need to just – there's ways to be creative with the running game. At least give some attempts out there, man. That's all it is. Because you're running, your passing success wasn't really happening there either. And it doesn't have to just be a second down run after a failed pass on first down. Now it's second and 9. Let's run it for 2 yards.
There were some second
now
down runs
7.
That didn't go
anywhere.
It's
a lot of second
yet.
Down
yeah.
runs.
Yeah.
And I get it. It's easy for us to say as armchair quarterbacks.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800.
See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.